Thomas Dekou. We're going to go rapid fire inside the mind. Short, quick, quirky answers and questions. Yeah. All right. If you could go anywhere in a time machine, where would you go?
I go back to maybe the 50s and 60s because my grandma always said I was on Earth before and I had an old soul. So I try to see if I could fit in those times.
Did you ever rock an afro?
A little, yeah, during high school, I would grow it out during football season and then cut it for basketball season. So I would have, you know, the braid afro a little bit of braids during football, and then as soon as basketball rolled around, I cut it all off.
If you were a superhero, what would your name be?
Super Hops.
Super Hops.
Yeah.
I love it. Just because you have leaps, that, just mad hops?
Yeah, yeah. Because that's what I was known for when I was little, is my ability to jump.
Okay. So all right. So Super Hops. Mm-hmm. What is that one thing on this earth that is like your kryptonite?
Ooh. Candy. I would say my arch rival could bribe me with candy.
Sweet candy?
Tarts, Sour Power Straws.
Laffy Taffy.
Not so much. No. I dabbled in Laffy Taffy.
Dabble.
But it's more like your sour and sweet candy.
Takes a refined palate to appreciate the Laffy Taffy.
Yeah. Strawberry, though. I do mess with the strawberry Laffy Taffy, though. That's right up my alley.
What is your biggest pet peeve? That one thing that just gets under your skin every time?
If I'm like calling you and I really need to get a hold of you, but you don't answer, and I know you have your phone with you, I'm
like, you've seen them tweet.
Like, come on, I know you have your phone. I just texted you and I'm calling you now. You don't want to answer? Pick up your phone.
Like, right.
That's my only pet peeve. That's the only thing that can get me a little
So how is marriage going for you?
It's pretty good. It's good. It's great. It's going awesome. I love my wife. I love you, honey. Mwah.
And she never does that.
Never, ever.
She always answers the phone.
I always answer the phone. I always answer her calls.
If you had to pick one, because I think you'd be a plethora, what would be your power animal?
My power animal. I would say the panther.
Ah.
Because it's calculated, it stalks its prey, but then it attacks at the drop of a hat.
So, yes.
Yeah.
And very sneaky.
Mm-hmm. It's very, very sneaky.
Very,
sir.
Very sneaky, sir. I know what this is, but it's probably not hidden because you do it all the time. But what's a hidden talent? I don't think you ever hold anything back, so nothing.
Yeah, you guys caught me singing this year. You always see me dancing in pregame. Hidden talent. I would say I'm a pretty accomplished Guitar Hero player.
Like, really?
Drums, guitar. There was a time where I would play the guitar and sing the lyrics of the song. You know, when they had, you know, the rock band and everything. I got so good I could play the guitar and then read the lyrics as they were going across because I knew the button sequences. So
a true artist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, expert, who on the team would be, if you just stuck to the guitar, who on the team would be your lead singer? Because we all know you can sing.
Spoon would probably be my lead singer.
Yeah.
And then if I was on the drums, then Grimey would be on the guitar. And then who else used to play with us? But Grimey was really good at guitar.
Grimey can rock out. Grimey has rhythm.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think of one person that was feeling pretty bad that you left him out. Steven Nicholas. I mean,
Steve. If it was me and Grimey on the drums, I mean on the guitar and bass, it would be Steve on the drums.
Yeah, he can.
Oh yeah, he's trained. Smash, yeah. He's definitely trained.
And Matt Ryan's supposedly pretty good at. I've heard him play guitar.
Their last episode of D Block, they had a whole little
Matt was in it.
Little backyard band going. Everybody brought the instruments in, so it was pretty cool.
I love it. Give me three words to describe Thomas Dekou.
Smart, funny, and drop dead handsome.
All right, Thomas, we're going to start with the rewind here. And I've met your parents, and they're a little bit quirky, just like you are, okay? Especially your pops. So apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Definitely.
What's one thing that you've learned from your parents about life?
Just always staying positive and, you know, finding that silver lining because, you know, things may not go your way every time or, you know, you may fall on hard times, but you always got to, you know, realize that, you know, the grass is always greener, but there's always one door's closed, another's opened or, you know, there's always something to look forward to and just keeping that positive mindset. And always looking to get better rather than looking backward is one thing that they instilled in me. That's when your character is shown. And when things aren't going your way, it's easier for you to pack up and just say, forget it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's the people with true character and true heart that can keep fighting through those tough times and come out on top.
Thomas, when you played football at Cal for the Bears, there's something that said you actually played every single position in the secondary. Mm-hmm. Every single position. Is there magic in being able to be adaptable to change and being open-minded about what we do in our lives?
I wouldn't say it's magic. It's kind of like you said, just being open to it. You know, those people who, I'm only a right corner, I'm only a free safety, I'm only a strong safety. Those are the guys who are kind of limiting themselves in terms of, one, the plays that they can make and just getting better as a football player. So, I mean, I take that to heart. The more I know, the more I can anticipate that they can put me in any position, the more plays I'm susceptible to make. So, you know, it's just all about being open to it and then wanting to learn everything and really become a sponge and be a student of the game.
So I'm checking out your kicks right here now. And if anyone follows Thomas on Twitter, they've heard him mention this sneakerhead. You know, what is a sneakerhead for those who don't know?
Right at this point, it's kind of the actual definition is kind of construed because everyone thinks they have sneaks and everyone thinks they've been a sneakerhead. But I would say if you like shoes, but and you have a lot of shoes, that doesn't necessarily make you a sneakerhead. Where that differentiation comes is if you know the story behind a certain sneaker, or if you know how the design, what the different design cues of the sneaker, or the materials used on the sneaker, or you know how limited this certain sneaker may be, then you're getting into the intricacies,
gotcha.
You know the subtleties of the game, rather than just I like those shoes because they're colored that way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Let me ask you: if you had to be a shoe, which pair of those shoes would you be? Which shoe embodies Thomas Dekou?
I would say the black and red 11s, the ones that are coming out in a couple of days.
One,
because I got married in them. And number two is just, it wasn't the first shoe that used, well, the 11 was the first shoe that used patent leather, but the black and red ones, it just looked so clean and crisp. Just the black nylon on top of the black patent leather, and then it was broken up by that white midsole. It was just so clean and just crisp. And then seeing Michael Jordan wear it and win championships with it, it just skyrocketed.
Spoken like a true sneaker connoisseur.
Yeah. You gotta know what you're putting on your feet now.
So maybe someday, hopefully you can play football forever. But whenever that day comes that maybe you don't, do you think you'd be into sneaker design?
Most definitely. I would like to try my hand on it. You know, they got the Zoom Revis out, so I'm trying to make my case for the Zoom Dekou or the Nike Air Dekou or something. I hope y'all listening. Nike.com.
Hey, put me on the list. I'll take a pair. Rock some sweet kicks. Now we're going to go in between the lines. So you're born in Vallejo, California.
Yeah.
Pinole High School. It's a long way from home. You know, here being in the South, it's a lot different than California. What's the one thing that you miss most about being away from California?
Just family. I mean, you know, the old saying, you know, home is where you make it. You know, this is kind of where I've made my personal roots is in Atlanta. But, you know, my family roots, my background is in California. But, you know, I just, you know, family and friends, you know, they come out out here to go to games. All my friends, parents come out to almost every home game. So I get to see them a lot during the season in that regard. But just, you know, everybody misses their hometown where they grew up and, you know, the familiar sights and places. It's just, you know. It's home.
Yeah. Okay. So being that you're a long ways away from home here in Atlanta, what's one thing that you've come to appreciate about the South and the pace here?
Definitely the Southern hospitality is a real thing. You know, because my wife and I, the past couple of years, we've driven back after the season's over, we've driven to California and back for the season. So, you know, when we're heading to the West Coast, we can see, like, you know, everybody's cordial. And then we get into, you know, West Texas and Arizona, everybody's more Hollywood and standoffish. And then on the way back, we're driving through Arizona, West Texas, and we're getting to Dallas. And they're like, hey, how's your day going? Huh? Good. Hey, it's a beautiful day out, isn't it?
And right.
It's just everybody's cordial. Everybody wants to talk to you, say hello, you know, ask you how your day's going. It's just that's one of the things I really appreciate about the South is the Southern hospitality is a real thing.
And you fit it right in here because how you are.
Because then, you know, the Bay Area is, you know, laid back. You know, you get into L.A., that's where you get, you know, the Hollywood people. But,
right.
The Bay is kind of laid back and everybody's just hanging out. And, you know, and it's kind of the same thing here, but, mm-hmm. you know, it's a little bit slower. Everybody's got a little bit of a country pace. And, you know, like I said, Southern hospitality is a real thing.
Good for the soul.
Yeah.
I like it. You seem to be a different player this year on the field. Seems like something clicked, maybe in the off season, maybe early in the preseason. What do you think is the biggest factor for you as a player and how you've changed this year?
I think just my overall knowledge of the game is this, the game has slowed down for me, and it's allowed me to play a lot faster because I can anticipate certain things. There are things that you know, I recognize that I've gotten beaten on before, or that I've recognized that teams like to do against our scheme. So it just allows me to play a lot faster and make more plays because I'm anticipating things and being able to react a lot faster.
So being that the game has slowed down, that tells me that you're studying a lot and you're really maturing as a player. I talked to your wife, Edwina, okay? And she's known you for about 10 years. She said, Coy, nothing about him has changed. He's still as goofy as he's ever been. He watches cartoons. She said, you'll come home every day and grab a box of Capri Suns. A box.
Scout's honor.
In one box, there are 10 Capri Suns.
10
packages. And you will proceed to consume all 10 Capri Suns in one night.
That's like my spinach, actually. If I could take a Capri Sun before the game, I think I might fail the test, but... That's like my spinach, I think so.
That gets you popping.
Yeah, yeah.
I like it. She said that she will find the little straw wrappers in the bed, in the car, in the closet, sticking to the dog.
Anywhere.
I mean, these things are everywhere.
It's just ripped. It's just a flurry. When I'm in my Capri Sun, it's just elbows and hands and straws and aluminum packages is going left and right.
So... She said that you haven't changed for 10 years. You're still a big kid. You love your cartoons. But there's this other side of Thomas that is very serious and grown up about what he does. While she's in the bed watching Law and Order, you'll be watching film.
Yeah.
She said, ritualistically, he will go into the team facilities every single day during the season. He won't miss a day, even on the off day. Even if it's just to come in and catch passes.
Yeah.
Where does that come from? Why do you do that?
I think that because kind of how we touched on earlier with my parents, you know, my dad was a Marine. He was always about hard work and staying on top of your game and making sure that you do everything in your power to be the best player you can be. So that's, you know, was one of the things I bought into. They hammered that home with me when I was younger. And, you know, that's one thing if I can tell anybody, you know, right now is just make sure you go the extra mile, take that extra step because it pays dividends, you know. If I hadn't been coming in here those extra days, who knows where I would be, what I'd be doing right now. But I think those extra days have put me in the position that I am right now.
All right, Thomas, now we're going to go inside the mind. Okay. Sorry, I forgot to do that. we just kind of, it flowed right into that next part with the straws and all that. let's see here. All right, talking about your wife, Edwina, I mean, you guys are the type of couple, when you see the both of you together, it's like, okay, yeah, they're meant for each other. You have a little one on the way. What is it about the two of you that you get along so well?
Just kind of how you were saying, she knows who she has. She knows me in and out, and I know her in and out. See, we've known each other since our junior year of high school, so we've spent almost every waking moment together, so... We can finish each other's sentences, and I think the real thing is our ability to be able to argue, but come back 30 minutes later and be like nothing happened, or we can disagree, there's respect, and we can disagree, but it doesn't affect our relationship or how the way that we love each other. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how weird are you? 10 being the weirdest.
I would say 9.99 repeat bar. So I'm like right off of 10.
I agree. I was going to say 11. But
I lowball myself a little bit.
And, you know, talking about Edwina, she's a little quirky, too. So I think you guys obviously have a lot in common.
Yeah, she's a lot more calm than me. I'm definitely the goofy one. But she'll get you rolling. She'll go on a roll and get you cracking up, too. So that's one of the things I love about her.
She accepts you for who you are.
Definitely.
And who you are, to me, you're a guy who's very comfortable in his tattooed skin. You walk to the beat of your own drum. You're very comfortable with who you are.
Definitely.
Is that important for our youth to know, to not feel like they have to try to be someone else?
Exactly. Because, I mean, even when I was coming up, you know, everybody goes through those times where you're kind of insecure. You're adolescent. You're trying to figure out who you are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's no different for anybody else. But when it's all said and done, you know yourself. You know, you can always be confident in what you can do and the things that you can control. And, you shouldn't really be too worried about what anybody else has to say. If you're happy with yourself, hey, there you go. Keep it pushing.
You've had dramatic growth and progress as a player this year. You're one of the top interception getters in this league. Night and day from last year. And you weren't bad last year, but there's a notable difference.
Definitely.
And I see you as a microcosm of the progress and growth that this team has made this year. There's a different mindset and a mentality about this team as opposed to last year's team. Do you have any thoughts about why there has been a change?
It's clicked to everyone that it's time for us to really start playing some good football. You know, we've been together for 3, 4, 5 years, depending on when you got here. So it's about time for that chemistry to start taking hold and, you know, our knowledge of our own scheme. Granted, defensively we have a new scheme. Well, on both sides of the ball, we have a new scheme, but you know, it's a lot more simpler than it was in the past, and it's allowed us to, you know, kind of get the monkey off our back and really start playing and using that experience and that chemistry to our advantage.
I like it. Well, Super Hops, sneaker connoisseur, weirdo.
Man of many names.
Anything else before we go?
Happy holidays.